GOP Representative Comer calls to halt all FBI funding until testifying on cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop story. By Pam Key on December 20, 2022. Incoming Oversight Committee Chair Representative James Comer, RKY, said Tuesday on Fox Business Channel's Mornings with Maria that the Republican-led House must bring a halt all FBI funding until they come to Congress and explain their role in the Twitter, Hunter Biden laptop story. Partial transcript as follows. Bartiromo, I know you have a lot of important work that you are focused on. What does this latest tranche of the Twitter expose mean to you? Comer, well, it means a lot more evidence of wrongdoing. You know, in the beginning, I thought that there were probably two or three rogue employees who were orchestrating this cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop story. But now we know the FBI had a division of at least 80 agents. We also know that the FBI paid Twitter over $3 million for their time. All the time they took over the past couple of years in telling them who to suppress, who to ban. You know, it's just things that the government has no role in. The FBI was never granted the authority to create any type of disinformation task force that policed the social media sites. Now, this we know with Twitter, we've heard similar stories from Zuckerberg. Who knows what went on at YouTube and Google? This is an agency that's out of control. And the most frustrating thing for me right now, Maria, is the fact that in this omnibus bill, there's increased funding for the FBI, plus a $1.75 billion headquarters facility for the FBI. We need to halt everything with the FBI. All funding, until they come forward and explain to Congress exactly what they were doing, why they were doing it, and who gave them the authority to do it. Bartiromo, that is just extraordinary that there is all of that money earmarked for the FBI despite all of this wrongdoing and evidence of collusion. I don't know why your colleagues in the Senate are going along with this omnibus bill weakening you right before you take the gavel. Comer, It does. I mean, the one thing that we had the ability to do is stop the spending. Stop the spending and, you know, we need an FBI. We really do. But this FBI is out of control. It's doing things that Congress never granted the authority to do. In no way, shape, or form should the government be in the business of censoring free speech, whether that be liberal speech or conservative speech. That's just something the government shouldn't do. But to dedicate a whole task force of at least 80 employees do nothing but communicate with social media sites and telling them what stories to suppress, who to ban. It's just wrong. It's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars. It's a violation of the Constitution. And to think that as we speak, the Senate sitting here giving them more money for the next 12 months, tying our hands and our ability to get the FBI in front of the committee. You know, one way we could get the FBI in front of the committee really quickly is say, we're not giving you a penny until you all come down here and explain to us what this task force was. Why you told Twitter to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story when you knew darn well it was true. And the Senate is counter to everything that we're trying to do in the House from an oversight standpoint right now, especially with respect to the FBI. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the CIA formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.